various other entities in support of White River bringing reliable fiber to the area. So, has it been like that? And what we're coming back to today, because we're on a pretty strict timeline, we are in process of applying for the Missouri state funds through MoBIG. And the application deadline for that is September 30th. With a local match from Taney County, as we have received a commitment of a match in Ozark County and Stone County, we can submit applications for those monies to secure a larger amount of funds. And we actually receive additional points in our application with an allocation of the match from the counties. That's 15 points, I believe. So in addition to the positive stance that we were at in presenting those applications anyway, we are looking to for that to help us secure a lot more coverage for the county. And what we're looking at in our model is a minimum of 100 meg symmetrical service, which isn't offered for most people throughout the county. What we were actually found in our research that 20% of the state of Missouri is either unserved or underserved, and 60% of those residents are actually in our service territory. So while there may be service in the municipal areas are more densely populated outside of town and other areas, they are lacking that service. So looking to provide that moving forward. I don't know if you all have any questions.
You said Ozark County, what other county?
Stone County. If you remember when you all came into the office before, the ask was the allocation for coverage that we would be providing for the county. At that time, it was 52%. Again, I've changed that to now 67% at minimum households in the county, which would change the ask there. But we are, of course, happy to have anything that you all will contribute, but would need something to go with our applications below there to secure the most points possible.
You get 15 points. Mm-hmm. Do the points determine by how much the match is?
It does not. Okay. Yeah. But we have to have a match for each application, and I believe we're looking for 4 in Taney.
Yes. So
okay, you have to have a match for each application. There's 4 applications?
Well, there's 4 specific areas. So how the application process works is that you come up with a proposed funded service area, PFSA. And what we do is we try to apply for specific areas that meet the certain criteria list that they're looking to fund for. If it's socioeconomics, it's, of course, lack of that service, if it's underserved or non-served. Also, if it's if it's ready to be built at that point, which at this, you know, with us, this is going to be a new network, so we're not going to score very high on that. But they're looking at earmarking these funds for areas where there's no service or lack of service, and also there's, you know, the socioeconomic impact that it can have in that area by bringing the service to those areas. So there's, we try to strategically put these areas together to score as much points as we can to make our applications for that specific area as competitive as possible, because everybody is applying for these funds. You all know it's limited. So we feel really good about how competitive our areas are, as you can see, because of the lack of the service around this area. However, it goes a long way when they see that support and that commitment from our local county governments and city and such that is supporting that, and they're looking for that too. Even though it scores points, but the more funding that we are receiving as a show of support, that's going to go a long way when they choose where they're going to allocate those funds.
Has anybody reached out to you guys and let you know that we had agreed to we kind of informally, in a public meeting, informally agreed to allocate funds towards this. Has anybody gotten with you guys to let you know that yet or not?
I don't have a letter.
Okay.
So I would have to have a letter.
I understand that, but has anybody reached out to you to let you guys know that we have discussed and allocated in our minds mm-hmm. with Melissa that we, okay, I just make sure that was communicated to you. So.
Will we need to vote on that to make it official to get?
Well, yeah, to give her a letter. Yeah, we'd have to. But as far as I think, kind of how it was discussed and what was kind of agreed upon was that. I just want to make sure that was reached, relayed to you guys because I don't know if it ever was or not. So.
Of course, what you've given us new is the coverage is 67% of. You said it was 52% if it was just the White River Electric customers. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now you can serve 67% of our area, mm-hmm. our people.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the plan. So the big picture with this project and what we're trying to achieve here is for the county, specifically for Taney County, okay? This is going to be a new business, okay? It's a subsidiary that is part of White River, okay? So the service that we have been delivering for decades, the standard's gonna be just as high as with this one, but it is a different business. But here's the big picture. Within 5 years of this build out of this network, we're looking at adding 40 to 50 new jobs, good paying jobs. And I would say 3/4 of that gonna be in Taney County because we're headquartered here. Two, our evaluation of our plant that's assessed for county taxes is going to probably double, okay? So that's for a quarter of our accountants, what we pay in our electric plant is around $500,000 a year. So we're looking at doubling our valuation in that neighborhood up to that amount. So there's a return on this investment, too, in addition to the economic development, those who are looking to work from home. We see, just with the electric side in the growth, we see people working from home who are getting paid California wages, okay, because they work for a company out of state. And so, anyway, I mean, we're looking at, in just Taney County, 1,400 to 1,800 miles of fiber. And so there's a value of that asset that's going to add to our valuation of our overall plant.
So the ask was $5.6
million. Instead of going down, it went up to $7.2 million.
Well, the math there shows in relation to what we ask from every county. So the proposed amount of coverage is what the ask was of the ARPA funds that were allocated for projects like broadband.
As well as everything else that every politician applied it to. Because every entity that comes to us,
well, the federal government and the state, you know how many letters of support we can get for anything and anybody that comes up here and asks for money? So I appreciate you getting them. But mm-hmm. Melissa, what have we already kind of committed to, you know?
Dollar-wise
to the county.
To what we have committed now, we're only around maybe $1.5 million.
So does that include the $1 million that we already said to them? So we have roughly $9 million left.
I'm just looking, and maybe I've missed it, on the schools. I see you have Hollister and Kirbyville, and I don't see one. Has anyone approached Forsyth School?
Yes, I actually have had a few come in since then. That isn't even all the letters that we have received. I just printed a few for that.
Well, I'm thinking of those that, because I knew at one time when Forsyth first started going to the computers from home, I would be into, this has been back before COVID came, mm-hmm. but I would be into McDonald's, and there would be some students there that the parents had brought them in from Powerside to do on the computer because they didn't have service at home. Mm-hmm. So I was surprised that there wasn't one from Forsyth.
Yeah, I can. I don't want to speak without looking. I'm pretty sure that they sent me one, but we had had conversations, and I can sit here a little. If it's not something that I already have in my finals.
Now, one concern I have, when I say concern, it's Ozark County, many parts of it does not have even the good phone service. You can't, and our representative for Taney County now lives in that area, and he will cover all of Taney County except, I believe, Branson and Marin Woods area. Mm-hmm. And for him to communicate with us, he has to leave and go somewhere else because he can't get, would this help with the phone service as well as the internet? Would it help?
That would be part of our service, yeah.
Part of it.
Is internet and phone.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I'm assuming, you're talking about, like, is he doesn't have service with a cell phone, or he doesn't even have service with a landline?
Can't have service, yeah. You can text, sometimes get through, but no, he does not have service.
So it would be a cell phone service. He can get a landline, I'm assuming. Yours would not be a cellular service either. It would be a land, it would be through your internet, like mm-hmm. it would be a voice over IP or something. Yeah, so don't confuse them. They would not be able to enhance cellular service out there, but you could use your cell phone and probably tie in through the internet and use like
right.
a voice over IP or something through
so
the
having the
Wi-Fi,
yeah.
Yes. They communicate at a meeting, legislative meetings mm-hmm. with Taney County. Mm-hmm. I was told they could. They would be able to communicate then at a meeting in Ozark County. That this would allow them to communicate with Taney County in that way.
Well, in addition to this phone, I mean, we're looking at, because going forward, broadband demand is just going to be significantly continuing to increase because everything's going on online platform from education, also just high-def content that everything's put, and that's why 5G is being pushed. But products and services that we're looking at offering, okay, to put in place that will be good for the next 10 years is the technology that's not anywhere around here where we're, like she said, the minimum would be 100 megabits per second download and upload speed. So when we say symmetrical, that means it's both upload. Usually services around here, for the most part around here, is under 25 or 25 and maybe 2 upload speed. Now, everything going to cloud service, okay, that's where the upload speed is going to be critical because you're uploading backup files, your videos, your pictures, and if you ever done that and try to sync and try to upload, it'll take 24 hours or more if you have gigabytes of data to upload. So that's where that comes in. But our higher tier service is going to be 1 gigabit per second, okay? And the reason why we're going aggressively after this funding is because it's so expensive to build infrastructure in this area. Okay, with the rock, the underground, the terrain that we challenge, because we know this. We've been building out here for decades on the electric side. That's why the service around here is not great, because no investor-owned company or corporation is going to come in here and deploy fiber. You don't even have to go 2 miles outside of city limits to find where the services drops off. There's competition in the city limits, okay? That's where their market is. But right outside the city limits, out in the county, you don't have to go far where there's inadequate service, not only today, but definitely in the future. And the big picture is, too, once we announce, which we already have, and we start deploying this, what do you think is going to do with competition around here? What do you think Suddenlink and CenturyLink is going to do? They're going to try to compete hard. So they're going to drive their prices down. So even if you don't choose us, everybody's going to benefit. We see this and know this is happening down Northwest Arkansas with Ozark Electric, with Ozark Go. That's their fiber subsidiary. What they're finding is that because they're deploying fiber, that all the Cox and AT&Ts are driving their prices down. So it benefits the whole community. So our